The first week we did, so you just have to read. Everybody together, ready? The first week we did. Why do you, when you guys say things, you're like, love Jesus. Start over, Rocky. Let's see if these guys can be happy that Jesus was born. I mean, because for some reason we get presents when Jesus has a birthday. I don't know why that is. All right, here we go. Ready, everybody? Birth of Jesus. All right, which is good way to start. Next slide. Jesus goes to the
temple.
Fantastic. And then he grows up, and his cousin John the. And then Jesus gets baptized, all right? And then Jesus gets what?
Tempted.
Good job. All right. And then he goes to a mountain and he preaches a sermon. All right. Now, we got four stories this time. Jesus heals a what? Lame man. Man with a shriveled hand. Gatlin, you got to look. You can't see if you're not looking. Man born blind. And a paralytic guy. So paralytic means your legs are paralyzed or they don't work. All right? Next slide. Jesus delivers the Gadarene maniac. Remember watching Mr. Dixon be crazy? All right. If you didn't, it's online. All right. Next slide. All right. Then we did a couple more healings. Jairus' daughter and the bleeding woman. How many lepers? And how many in the next one? A leper. All right. Then Jesus fed how many people? But see, they only counted the men. So it was just 5,000 men. So if there's one woman attached to each man and at least one kid, that could be 15,000 people. And if you had more than one kid, that'd be... Anyway, next slide. Then what did Jesus do?
Walks
on water just because he can. All right, next slide. Jesus raises Lazarus to life. Maybe. Now, Jesus did some teachings, and this one was the parable of the... Everybody watching? Okay, and the next one is, he did three stories of lost things. Lost ba, lost ka-ching, and a lost son. All right, next slide. And then we did a parable of the... A good Samaritan along the road. Somebody got beat up. Yep. And then the rich young. Yeah. How hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God? And then we did, right before Christmas, we did the parable of the workers in the vineyard. Yes. That was an unfair story. All right. Next one. If you were here on Christmas Day, which nobody was, we would have done this story, but we ended up doing it a week later, called the parable of the. And last week we had like 12 people here, so most of you probably didn't hear the story. And we also did last week where Jesus was transfigured. He turned in from a man into God. Yeah. Could you imagine a man turning into God, what that would look like? The Bible says he looked like the sun, which is pretty bright. Right? All right. And today we're going to do the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. That's today's story. Now, how many of you were alive in 2008? Raise your hand. Alive in 2008. Seriously? Seriously? Huh. How many of you guys were alive in 2007? November 4th, 2007, you guys are all alive? Oh, great. Well, if you were alive on November 4th, 2007, you would have seen this. Go ahead, Miss, make sure the sound's up. You might have stayed up late and watch this. Oh, maybe 2008, sorry. Look at all those people.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next first family of the United States.
President of the United States of America! Look at them all cheering. How many people are there? Lots of people? Are they sad or excited? All right. So, every 4 years, what does America do? We elect a new president, right? We don't let one person stay in power for very long because power corrupts good people, right? All right. So 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, we elected President Barack Obama as our president, and that was the night that he got elected. Right? And what did everybody do? Not everybody, but Not the people who lost, but the people who wanted him to win. What did they do, Gatlin? They cheered. Yes, they weren't all be like, boo, 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 boo. Now, I'm not saying that you guys all have to like, I'm not saying you all have to like Barack Obama. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about when we elect somebody, everybody does what? Cheers. Cheers, exactly. And then that was in November. And then 3 months later, on January 20-something-ish, then we inaugurate him. And he drives down the street in Washington, D.C. He goes and stands in front of the state capitol, places his hands on a Bible, and swears to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, blah, 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 blah. And he becomes our president, yes. Are we ruled by a king or a president? Actually, we're ruled by us, right? Because we're a democracy. Well, back in these days, these guys liked kings. And at one point in time, Jesus, people thought he was going to be their next president or their next king. They were so excited because he was like the man. And so what you do back in those days is you get a donkey. Scoot forward, Gatlin. You get a donkey, right? An unridden donkey. Nobody else could ride it. And so Jesus had his buddies go get a donkey, and then he rode through town into Jerusalem, the capital. That's why I'm standing right here. So pay attention. And then everybody would wave what? Oh, you guys do this at Easter time, right? The week before Easter, we do the palm parade thing where you wave the palm branches and you say, Hosanna! Jesus comes in the name of the Lord. Yay, our new king. We're so excited. Yay! Just like that. Up there. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a look at this video, and we're going to watch Jesus triumphantly enter into Jerusalem. Here we go.
We all know following God's way can be dangerous. It was the same for Jesus when he returned to Jerusalem, where he knew many of his enemies would be waiting. It was the time of the Passover festival, and the city was very crowded. There were many soldiers, also fishermen, and farmers from Galilee who supported the freedom fighters. The people had heard about Jesus and were very excited. They thought God's chosen leader had arrived at last. But Jesus hadn't yet arrived in the city. He was in Bethany, near the Mount of Olives.
Go into the village. There you will find a donkey. Bring him back with you.
Why are you untying that donkey?
Our master needs it, but he will send it back soon.
Many years before, one of the prophets had said that a true king would come to Jerusalem. But instead of riding a war horse, he would ride a donkey.
Hosanna! Save us now!
Happy is the one who comes in God's name!
Bless the kingdom of David!
Of course, not everyone was so happy. Some religious leaders were worried by the crowd's excitement. Many people hoped Jesus would lead them into battle against the Roman army. But great generals don't ride donkeys. There had been many so-called messiahs, but this one was different. So, you see, even though it was very dangerous, Jesus knew the time had come to reveal who he really was.
All right. So Jesus, I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, Jesus, see, they thought what a king meant was that they'd come and take over, get all the guns, right? And then kick out the bad people, right? And take over, and then, boy, the Israelites would be back to where they were before. It'll be all good. So they were really excited. But Jesus didn't come to take over the world. He came to take over people's what? Hearts. And that's what people didn't get. People thought Jesus was going to come and be like, all right, everybody, let's get together. Let's go take out the Romans. Boom, 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 boom. Yay, we won. Jesus did it in an upside down, different kind of way. He's doing it through people's what? Hearts. Good job. All right. So we're going to enact Jesus coming into Jerusalem right now. I need some of you guys to fill out this front row here. So you just come on up, Jack. Just make sure everybody fill out these rows. So all these chairs should be filled. So girls, mostly girls over here. Emma, Holly, you guys want to come over here too? Any chairs up here on the thing here as well? So you can't hit Jesus with the noodles, just so you know, okay? So I need Jesus, but I also need a donkey person, somebody who wouldn't mind. Trevin, do you mind being the donkey for me? Thank you very much. Hunter, pass that off to somebody who doesn't have one for me, please. All right. Okay. And Xavier, I'll have you be Jesus. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right. All right, so guys, I know the noodles. So hold the noodles straight up in the air for me. Noodles straight up in the air. Hold the noodles straight up in the air. Thank you. All right. Listen, we're going to sing. You got to sing, or not sing. Well, you can if you want. But you have to say, Hosanna, yay, praise God, come in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hold on. Jesus isn't here yet, so wait. Okay? Now, don't hit Jesus. I know Xavier is a great target, but Haley, especially you, Haley, sisters, Rayanne, do not hit. Just keep your thing up in the air. Wiggle it up in the air. Here we go. Ready? Okay, donkey, down. Xavier, you can side saddle him or like that. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Hosanna. Hosanna. Call comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna. Woo! Yay! Hosanna. Hosanna. All right, take the noodle. Take the noodle and set it behind you. Take the noodle and set it behind you. All right, good job. Let go of it. Set it behind you and let go of it. Set the noodle behind you and let go of it. Thank you. Not at Miss Gina, though. All right. All right. It should be all. You should not be touching the noodle in any way, shape, or form. Excellent. Thank you. All right. So Jesus comes into Jerusalem. He goes into the temple and he knocks over all the tables, kicks over all the stuff and says, you guys are all bad. We're supposed to pray in here, not sell stuff and make money from people. Ooh. Ooh. All right. Jordan, let go of that for me, please. Thank you. Don't make me not ever want to get out the noodles again. Because that's fun, right? Okay, just checking. All right. So now Jesus, all of a sudden, he used to be this good miracle worker and a teacher, and now all of a sudden, people want to kill him. Those chief priests, teachers of the law guys, they're like, Jesus is dangerous. We have to kill him. And so now, from now to for the next several weeks here, Jesus is heading to where? Hell. Yeah, close. The cross, exactly. He's heading to the... He knows by doing this, he's eventually got to what, Jordan? Jordan, he's got to die. All right, let's pray. Bow your heads. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for risking riding the donkey, riding into Jerusalem, because by doing that, you knew you were headed to the cross, that you were eventually going to die for us. So God, all we can say is thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.